It is even possible to sail, but as the winds are very gentle, I guess it is again largely thought-powered. It is here in the first sphere that spirits tend to discover what they really want to do, and what talents they have. As they don't have to work, and there is no authority chasing them, they are totally free to devote whatever time they like to pursuits. Spirits find that they can follow material pursuits here, but in time the attractiveness of that fades, and suddenly they begin to realize that spirituality is important, and a greater source of happiness. The second sphere. The essential requirement for a spirit to reach the second sphere is the recognition that material pursuits are limited, and do not lead to real happiness. In the second sphere, spirits choose their spiritual path. These are by no means uniform, and in general, if a spirit decides later to change to another spiritual path, they will return to this sphere. In fact, there are two great classifications of spiritual path, but this distinction is probably not obvious to most spirits. The first classification is the natural love path. In this class, one finds all the religions, and even those following an intellectual, and non-religious path. Many people have remarked that love is the basis of most religions, but the love they are referring to is the natural love. Slowly but surely, spirits become more loving, and advance steadily through the spheres, stopping at the sixth, but generally bypassing the third and fifth. The sixth is a heaven of complete happiness, so complete that spirits lack nothing, and cannot envisage anything better. The second classification is the divine love path. If you took the shortcut out of hell, you will have found so much happiness flowing into your soul, that this will be the path you will follow. Not many spirits follow this path, however. In this second sphere, which can be called a sphere of decision, it is really like a kindergarten. In the first spheres, many things were built by machine. Here in the second, spirits are learning to use their spirit powers, assisted by other more advanced spirits. There are many institutions of learning, and this sphere is well known to many spiritualists. They learn to modify their clothes, to build their houses using spiritual power, and to even modify aspects of their spiritual bodies. This exposure to the spiritual powers that are available generates a state of euphoria, and as a result many spirits stay here a long time. It is such fun. That is no bad thing, there is no timetable to keep. In deciding what development path to follow, spirits are influenced by those from more advanced spheres. Thus a spirit from the fourth sphere may well extol the virtues of his path, and the beauty of his sphere. Spirits in many cases retain some of the spiritual ideas they had in the first sphere, but they may be beginning to modify those to some extent. Some of them have a period of confusion, for example if they believe that they should now stand before God, or perhaps Jesus. As that does not happen, it takes a while to rationalize, and evolve a new spiritual or religious strategy. Jesus does visit these spirits, but they do not generally recognize him. He cannot display himself as he really is, because his spiritual brightness is far too powerful to be revealed in these lower spheres, and hence they generally do not accord him any special status. We have been told that the sun is like a candle compared to his spiritual brightness. All more advanced spirits have to limit the brightness they display in the lower levels. The second sphere is a real heaven, as it has immense facilities for study, facilities that cannot be dreamed of on earth. Eventually, however, each and every spirit eventually arrives at the highest plane in this sphere. There a tremendous change occurs. They remember that they have got this far through the help given them by numerous spirits, and a great urge overtakes them to perform a similar function. It is an atonement task. The third sphere. Spirits in the third sphere have both sufficient love and spiritual understanding to begin to perform a useful task of helping other spirits. Because of their greater spiritual development, they can also begin to perceive the will of God, although this is not because they can perceive God. Typically, the tasks that they undertake have something to do with their earth life. I came across a fellow getting a lot of help from an ex-playgirl. This fellow had very strong sexual desires, and she was trying very hard to influence him away from those. Clearly she had to atone for inciting so many fellows to sexual desires by being a Hugh Hefner playgirl. Another may be a pastor, who has spent a lifetime spreading false doctrines. He may find himself trying to undo those false beliefs. This work can be very hard, and these spirits do experience frustration. However, this does not mean that all these spirits are teaching only truth. These spirits still have many of their earth beliefs, provided always that none of these are seriously harmful from a spiritual perspective. Where that is the case, they do not progress, until they come to a realization that their belief is false. Those spirits following the divine love path may spend a long time in this sphere, because they feel the importance of the task of teaching this new truth. As they also do not find the fourth sphere particularly congenial, they will generally stay here till they can reach the fifth. When finally what started out as a work of atonement, and now becomes a vocational choice, the spirit is ready to move on. Here is a description of a home in the third sphere. Yes, my home is very beautiful and I am perfectly delighted with it. It is made of white marble and is surrounded by lawns and flowers and trees of various kinds. The grass is so very green and the flowers are so beautiful and variegated. The trees are always in foliage and have such beautiful limbs and leaves. I am most pleased with my home, I mean the building. There are many beautiful pictures on the walls, and the walls are all frescoed and hung with fine coverings, and the floors are inlaid with beautiful mosaics. I have all the splendid furniture that I could possibly wish for, and my library is full of books of all kinds, especially of those that tell of God and His love for man. You would be in your element if you could be with me. I have music, such as you never heard on earth, and instruments of various kinds which I am learning to play, and I sing with all my heart and soul as the days go by. I have beds on which I lie down, but I never sleep. We do not need sleep here, we only rest, for sometimes we get tired from our work and are greatly refreshed by lying on the beds and couches which are so comfortable that we do not realize that we are tired after lying down a little while. This last was received by James Paget on November 30, 1914. The fourth sphere. The spirits in this sphere are now used as teachers in the various learning institutions, and they develop in this sphere their sometimes astonishing healing abilities. It is largely an intellectual sphere, and some spirits following a divine love path spend almost no time here, moving virtually directly onto the fifth sphere once they are able. Others chose to stay here, although they can do much the same work in the fifth sphere. There is beginning to be a bigger and bigger difference between spirits following the natural love and the intellectual path, and those following the divine love path. Earthly bonds weaken, and spirits are not much interested in the affairs of earth. Even familial bonds weaken. This does not mean that they do not care for other members of their genetic families, but their general love for all mankind is now so strong, that familial love recedes in contrast. Soulmates now begin to be a topic of great interest. It is true we all have a soulmate. This is because the initial creation of souls creates pairs of souls. This appears to be yet another technique that God has provided to gather His creation closer. Inevitably one soulmate will be more advanced. Their great love for each other spurs the less developed one to make great efforts to catch up, so that they can live together. Sometimes this is in fact the way a soul is extracted from the hells. The more advanced soulmate is able to influence the less developed one to make the effort to get out of darkness. What is intriguing is that this soulmate attraction is so strong that a bright and pure spirit is actually attracted at all to a dark spirit. The fourth sphere, with its great facilities, is often a sphere where spirits stay a very long time. By the time that these spirits have reached the upper planes of this sphere, they will have all but lost interest in the affairs of mortal man. Their only interest is in helping man to progress, but they take no personal interest in his affairs. The fifth sphere. This is what is termed a soul sphere, and those spirits following a natural love path do not spend much time here. But it is an important sphere for divine love spirits. The only thing that natural love spirits lack is absolute purity. They must eradicate the last traces of sin. They may still cling to false beliefs, but none of these will be harmful. This last stage of purification does not take long, and the natural love spirits then progress into the sixth, the ultimate goal of their spiritual path. There is no reason for them to tarry here, since there is more happiness to be had in the sixth. There is also little commonality between them and divine love spirits. They have a fundamentally different belief and spiritual path, and this leads to different interests. In fact, many of the divine love spirits also hasten to enter the sixth, and then return. The sixth is not entirely congenial to them, and they have much development that they can do in the fifth. And, once they have received more of the divine love, they can progress directly to the seventh sphere. It was reported that Mother Teresa passed over into the fifth sphere, and that is the highest that we have heard of for a mortal, although there have been others. Just recently we heard that Francis of Assisi also passed into the fifth. Few could doubt the love that Mother Teresa had, or the spiritual fervor that Francis of Assisi had. Dr. Stone, who assisted James Paget 14 with his spiritual revelations, also passed into the fifth. What is interesting is neither Mother Teresa nor Francis of Assisi would have been schooled in the concept of divine love, yet their spiritual fervor was such that they followed this path automatically. It is in fact possible to find this path intuitively, and is probably something that has distinguished many of the saints. Here is a description of a home in the fifth sphere. I am living with your mother in her home, but I am not so spiritual as she. We are both very happy though, and have everything that the heart could wish for. The music is so beautiful that I cannot describe it to you, and even the love which helps to make the music is of such an intensity that you could not possibly understand if I should attempt to tell it to you. My home here is much more beautiful than that which I had in the third sphere, and everything is beyond what I conceived when I lived there. The house and trees and flowers and fruits are very much more beautiful and delightful. No one could be anything but happy in such a home. We have nothing to interfere with our happiness, and everyone is a delightful companion and full of love and beauty. I have met many spirits that I did not know either on earth or in the spirit world before I came to this place, both men and women. Yes, we have rivers and lakes and fields and mountains and all the beautiful landscapes that you can imagine. I not only enjoy these things, but they are more real than those of earth. I am sometimes engaged in painting these flowers and landscapes, and have many pictures which others painted. I find that I can paint with a more artistic touch than when on earth. I have no trouble in drawing, as you know I had some in my earth pictures. I am also studying music, and especially my vocal lessons. You will be much surprised when you hear me sing, as you cannot conceive what a different voice I have. Sometimes I try to sing some of the songs that I used to sing to you, but they are not pretty in comparison to the songs we have here, either in the music or the sentiments. The sixth sphere. This is the pinnacle of spiritual development for natural love spirits. It represents a return to the Adamic state. However, they quite possibly would dispute that there are any higher spheres. Certainly divine love spirits find that these spirits are not interested in listening to this concept. They enjoy themselves with many very advanced intellectual and moral discussions. One should realize that mental capacity has expanded enormously along with spiritual development. This is a perfect heaven, and spirits lack for nothing, and cannot imagine anything better could exist. The sixth sphere is a purely intellectual area. And by that I mean that in spite of the great spirituality of the place, the zeal of its inhabitants goes much more for increasing their knowledge, while they live a life in absolute harmony with God's laws of spirituality. It is a place where science has reached its most spectacular results compared to all the spiritual spheres, and where the intelligence of its inhabitants is supreme, and where absolute fraternity exists, such as people dream of on earth. There are great social events, amusements, all of which provides them with great happiness, their class of happiness. Paradise. Yes, the sixth sphere is the paradise which the Hebrews dreamt of and continue dreaming of, and it is the paradise that Christian churches teach of, and also spiritualists. Religion is important too, and there is a great diversity of religious practice. That indicates that the inhabitants are not in possession of absolute truth. It is rare for these spirits to communicate with mortals. But many work as teachers and professors in lower spheres. Divine love spirits can enter this sphere, but generally do not stay long. They simply find that their interests are different. So they return to the fifth until they are able to pass into the seventh. As these sixth sphere spirits do not progress any further, it is not known what their long-term future will be. Some sources suggest eventually all will awaken to the fact that something is lacking, God's divine love, and progress will then resume. Other sources suggest that in fact the second death will mean that these spirits are isolated, and the gates to the kingdom of God will be closed, leaving them excluded. Another Revelation 16 suggests their future will lie in the local universe in which the earth lies, rather than being able to reach other parts of this universe, or the central paradise where Father resides, or even other universes. The seventh sphere. This sphere is only populated by divine love spirits. It marks the beginning of a series of changes that will eventually leave them quite different to other spirits. So different, that it is said they cannot be considered to be of the same family. The first change is that the soul manifests a mind, which is different to the material mind that all other spirits utilize. This begins to dominate. Eventually, before the spirit leaves this sphere, the material mind of the spirit body will have entirely withered away, leaving the spirit using the mind of the soul. There is a different perspective on this, that rather than growing a soul mind, we actually start to access the divine mind of our indwelling spirit. The duration of the process of the last stage of transformation varies. It may be achieved in a relatively short time, but many spirits stay longer in this wonderful paradise, enjoying and experiencing, like tourists taking their time to explore the last corner of their unknown world. They gain enormous knowledge in this sphere, in this process, and without study. The knowledge simply comes to them. Eventually they are ready for the transition. Spirits who have passed this stage tell us they know they are immortal. There is no debate, such as exists in the sixth sphere. They then become spiritual beings, as opposed to semi-material beings. This difference must be subtle, because other less developed spirits do not seem able to discern the difference. Or perhaps it's simply the fact that when an advanced spirit visits lower spheres, they find that they take on more of the hues of those levels, and thus the difference is not great at that level. There are unnumbered spheres in the celestial heavens above, each more magnificent than the rest. Spirits who reside here complain that words simply cannot describe these spheres, and generally they just won't dry. These would appear to be the classic kingdom of God that the Christian Bible talks about. But this concludes our summary. Ironically, because this is probably only the start of our next adventure, the rebirth by spirit that the Christian Bible promises to those who have faith that further loves us. And an eternity of growth and spiritual adventure lies ahead. Perhaps there will be another narrow path we might have to navigate beyond the kingdom of God. A particularly good video of this long journey to paradise, based on the Urantia book, can be found on this website, http://www.squarecircles.com/summary. I did start this document with the statement, I would like to add a caveat. If you were to pick 100 locations across this earth, and then take the description of one single example as a perfect example of life on earth, clearly there are going to be many who would have significantly different experiences to that one sample of earth life. So too are life after death stories. Expect differences in the experience that every person will have. But if you look for similarities, these you will find. I have a diagram which summarizes the standard path outlined in this book. I would now like to conclude with a personal journey through these spheres by a much beloved yogi, Yogananda. The author of the autobiography of a yogi. This journey breaks all the rules I use to create the standard path. It is fascinating from at least two aspects. One is that the soul will get its way, eventually. It is also surprising in that it shows the tenacity of the mind and its beliefs. But if an individual has not developed their soul in their earth life, such mindful beliefs frequently hold fast and that individual does not reach the celestial kingdom. Fortunately, Yogananda followed a Hindu tradition of deep devotion to God, called bhakti, and exactly what would trigger the soul growth needed. Here is the very recent communication from Yogananda, November 22, 2018. Bayview, NSW Australia. Received by Al Fike. I am Yogananda and I wish to tell you of my experience transitioning into the spirit world and my journey towards the celestial heavens. When I passed into spirit, I carried with me many ideas and thoughts that originated from the Eastern religions. I nurtured and revered these thoughts in my mind, though within my heart. I tenderly loved God and felt His love for me, and yet it was difficult for me to release these thoughts and conditions that were ingrained within me from childhood. So, upon my passing, I came to the fourth sphere and found many wonderments, experiences within that sphere that satisfied the edicts of my mind and my religious ideas. Yet, I knew within me there was another longing, the longing of my heart, to go beyond these mental concepts to something that I knew was deeper and closer to God. So, I too had to battle between the ideas of my mind and the desires of my soul. In time, I progressed to the fifth sphere and was able to be open and receptive to the teachings of the divine love, and I accepted these teachings, though I continued to harbor some of the natural love ideas that I so enjoyed. From the fifth, I progressed to the sixth. Again, nurturing my mind, my mental ideas, my thoughts of being in truth and order and justice and beauty and righteousness. But I did not stay long within this sphere, for my soul now was pulling me further along this journey of awakening. I progressed to the seventh, that beautiful sphere, more beautiful than the sixth sphere, a sphere of the natural heavens. I thought I had achieved my goal of knowing heaven, but alas, it became evident quite quickly that I was merely on the doorstep to heaven. Once I released my erroneous beliefs that originated from my mind and all conditions that were more of the conditions of humanity than that of the soul, then I was ready to cross that threshold into the heavenly realms of the celestial kingdom. My joy was great. Such joy, to be within that condition of love, to know the deep joy and satisfaction of the soul, pure and radiating love, and continuing to grow in love. I tell you, my friends, this was greater than anything I experienced on your earth or any of the spheres that I inhabited. This is the bliss that is truly of God. Though I had experienced the bliss of the mind, the bliss of the pure soul, to know the bliss of God's love in all its powerful glory is beyond explanation or description. And I see amongst my friends here that you are well on your way to this journey of knowing the wonderment of heaven. I have made my commitments to God to serve Him in love, to come back to your earth plane and bring further truth than the one I had left behind in my service and teachings. So, this is why I continue to be with you, my friends, to speak to you and to work with you. There is so much to be imparted to humanity, so much ignorance in the world, deprivation and need. God needs all those who are willing to work for the betterment of mankind, to be in harmony with His laws of love. So, we will work together, my brothers. We will work together. I will make contact with each one of you personally and we will have conversations. We will make efforts together to bring truth. It is my privilege and blessing to work with you in this way, and I am but one of many who make these efforts, who walk with you and assist you in this great work. So, I have known both heavens and I have chosen thus. I have come to know atonement with God in some measure, with the realization that the joy and the bliss, the wonderment and the power of love will continue to increase for all eternity. The bounty that I have reaped with my efforts and prayers has been great, and I wish to share what I know and what is truth, the knowings of my soul. You, my beloved brothers, will help me to do so, and I know you are eager to do so. We all work together in this sacred work to bring light to this world and to bring light to the many spirits who are in the darkness and grayness of the lower spheres. It is possible to reach many millions, my friends, given your commitment and efforts as you follow the will of God. This is possible. Have faith that God's plan is extraordinary and vast in its scope, and that you may be a part of this, to work with many to bring about the realization of God's desire to bring light and peace and love to your world. Thank you for listening to me, my friends. I am Yogananda. I continue to teach and be God's servant. We will continue in our work together and be in the flow of God's love and will. God bless you. God bless you, my friends. My love is with you. God bless you. What is fascinating is that he transitioned to the fourth sphere, not the sixth or the fifth. and we have had a similar message from his guru, Sri Yukteswar, who commented on the passing of Sai Baba. He also passed to the fourth sphere and I found that very hard to understand. It seems you cannot guess the level of progression of a human based on the unique traits and gifts he may display.